Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And it's a busy day in politics despite the holiday and the congressional recess. The president, of course, has to pardon at least one turkey ahead of Thanksgiving. No jokes, please. This is the critter, not the people pardons he's recently made. He then flies to Florida for a campaign rally and perhaps contemplates recent court decisions, a federal judge ruling that the White House can't block officials from testifying, a decision the Trump administration is appealing. And the Supreme Court temporarily blocked a congressional subpoena of the president's tax returns, a big win for the president there. Let's bring in NPR's Bobby Allen. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Robin.
So to the federal district court judge ruling, White House counsel Don McGahn has to testify in the impeachment inquiry. And taking some serious swipes at the Trump administration, as she did, she wrote, "No one is above the law. Presidents aren't kings." So this would presumably apply to others the president doesn't want to testify, but the Trump administration is appealing. So do you think Democrats now, you know, drawing up articles of impeachment or considering it, are going to wait for the courts?
Well, you know, Adam Schiff has said repeatedly that he doesn't want to play what he calls rope-a-dope, basically have the Trump administration sort of drag this out over the course of many months to stonewall some of these witnesses. So the House impeachment investigators are now writing their report on the impeachment inquiry, regardless of what happens with some of these court battles over subpoenas.
Yeah. And how did the judge support her decision? It was a lengthy ruling, but, you know, what did she cite in the Constitution, for instance?
So, Robin, simply put, it's that when Congress issues a subpoena, you must comply with it. It's almost as simple as that. But in response, the Trump administration has made this argument again and again. And it's that there's this small group of top presidential aides who are so close to the president that they should be covered by what's known as executive privilege. And their logic basically goes, you know, these people can't be questioned by Congress because if they talk about their official duties in the White House, it might risk exposing presidential secrets, you know, confidential information that they think shouldn't be revealed. But the judge said, wait a minute, that doesn't mean you're allowed to completely blow off a subpoena issued by Congress. And the judge called the White House's argument here, quote, a fiction. And she delivered this sweeping line in her opinion that I would like to read, quote, "The primary takeaway from the past 250 years of recorded American history is that presidents are not kings." So simply put, the judge said McGahn must show up for questioning. And if he wants to invoke executive privilege in response to some questions, okay, fine. But that privilege doesn't mean that he could just blow off the subpoena.
Okay, so we should add, too, that this subpoena from McGahn was actually issued, you know, after the Mueller investigation. Mueller couldn't rule out obstruction of justice on the part of Donald Trump. The subpoena was issued to ask Don McGahn about that, but now they've transferred it over to Ukraine. And just very briefly, what might he add?
So House investigators are really interested in McGahn. As you noted, his name popped up a lot in the Mueller report, I think more than 150 times. The Mueller report, it seems like ancient history now, right? But McGahn is still relevant in this impeachment inquiry because, remember, McGahn told Mueller's team that Trump wanted Mueller fired. And when word got out about that, he says Trump asked him to write a letter saying that Trump actually never asked for Mueller to be fired. He did not do this, and he eventually left the White House. But again, he's really relevant in the impeachment inquiry because House lawmakers see his testimony as being useful to possible articles of impeachment for obstruction of justice. So the House impeachment investigators are not just looking at Ukraine anymore. It's a little more expansive than that.
Yeah. Well, so a blow to the Trump administration there, but a win from the Supreme Court in another case, the temporary blocking of a congressional subpoena of the president's tax records. Now, judge after judge, you remind us, across the country has ruled against Donald Trump in these cases. So here we have the Supreme Court stepping in. It's a temporary blocking, but what do we read there?
Yeah. So like you mentioned, you know, the Supreme Court granting this temporary, and we must underscore temporary stay on the release of Trump's financial records is a short-term victory for the Trump administration, but a very short-term one. So House Democrats would have been thrilled if they could review the president's financial records as they are writing this impeachment inquiry report as we speak right now, but they won't. At least not right away. But Robin, it's important to note that the Supreme Court hasn't agreed to review the lower court's decision saying Trump has to comply with congressional subpoenas to turn over his financial records. If they decide to hear it, that hearing might not be for months from now, right? But if the Supreme Court decides not to take it up, then this hold, this freeze goes away. That means Trump will have to follow the directive of the subpoena and turn over his financial records to the House.
It, very briefly, Bobby, we have about half a minute. Are you saying that perhaps the court just wanted to keep it out of the impeachment hearing process?
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
This is pretty, it's pretty common for, you know, the Supreme Court to sort of put something like this on hold. But it's very temporary, and we're not going to know whether or not they're even going to grant review of the lower court's decision. And again, if they decide not to grant review, that means that this subpoena takes effect and Trump's going to be forced to divulge these financial records.
And here's Bobby Allen. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.